You're listening to an iHeart podcast.
Crime alert, I'm Nancy Grace, breaking crime news now. After retiring from the military, Clinton Bonnell, 50, is back in school to become a physician's assistant. He works out with his wife, Shannon Cloud, at their Fayetteville, North Carolina gym before heading to Methodist University for class. Around 5:45 p.m., he texts a classmate he's made it home. Next day, he doesn't show up to class, doesn't answer his phone. His worried girlfriend, not wife, girlfriend, Kelly Edwards, asked police for a welfare check. Cops find his car in the driveway, but Cloud says she hasn't seen Clint since their workout the previous morning. She declines to report him missing, and before they leave, officers notice bullet holes in Clint's backpack. Kelly, the girlfriend, reports him missing, telling police Clint told her he informed his wife he was leaving her the evening he disappeared. 3 days later, a torso is found in a pond near Bonnell's home, now ID'd as Clint Bonnell.
Nancy, Clint disappeared in early January, and his partial remains were located in February, but it was not identified as Clint until last week. Authorities say digital and video evidence ties Shanna Cloud to the pond where her husband's torso was discovered. Kelly Edwards says Clint told her he had been living separately from Cloud for several years and had already met with divorce attorneys when their relationship began. Kelly says Clint was a beautiful person and was shocked that the loving father and proud veteran met such a violent end, saying he did not deserve what he got.
Shanna Cloud, 50, now charged with murder and concealment of a death. Nikki Quarterman gets into an argument with her boyfriend, 63, in their St. Pete, Florida home. As the quarrel heats up, Quarterman strips nude and starts breaking things in the home. Boyfriend manages to get her outside where she picks up a patio decoration, a large conch shell covered in barnacles, and swings the shell at the boyfriend several times, then throws it at his head. The boyfriend blocks the shell with his hand but suffers a big cut. Quarterman then locks herself in the garage. Cops call, but after a brief struggle, Quarterman is cuffed and loaded into the cruiser, still completely nude. Nikki Quarterman, 40, charged with battery with a deadly weapon. More crime and justice news after this. Now with the latest crime and justice breaking news, Crime Online's John Limley.
The Justice Department is seeking the death penalty in the first case under President Trump's new administration. Attorney General Pam Bondi announced federal prosecutors will pursue capital punishment for Luigi Mangione, accused of fatally shooting UnitedHealthcare CEO Brian Thompson outside a Manhattan hotel December 4th. Mangione was arrested 5 days later in Pennsylvania with the alleged murder weapon and a notebook expressing hostility toward the insurance industry. Defense attorney Karen Friedman Agnifilo called the decision barbaric. Some industry critics have rallied around Mangione, linking his actions to frustrations over health care costs and coverage denials. Prosecutors say the attack was premeditated, pointing to surveillance video and bullets inscribed with terms linked to insurance disputes. Mangione faces federal charges that could bring the death penalty, as well as state charges carrying a possible life sentence. He has pleaded not guilty to state charges and has not yet entered a federal plea. Florida has scheduled another execution, this time a Gulf War veteran convicted of a brutal family murder. Crime Online correspondent Sydney Sumner has more.
59-year-old Jeffrey Hutchinson is set to die by lethal injection on May 1st at the Florida State Prison near Stark. Governor Ron DeSantis signed the death warrant, his fourth this year. Hutchinson was convicted of killing his girlfriend, Renee Flaherty, and her three children in Crestview, Florida, on September 11, 1998. After an argument, he left for a bar, then returned home. Minutes later, a 911 call came in. "I just shot my family." Police found 32-year-old Flaherty and her children, 9-year-old Jeffrey, 7-year-old Amanda, and 4-year-old Logan, dead from shotgun wounds. Hutchinson sat in the garage, still on the phone with 911. The murder weapon, a 12-gauge shotgun, was found inside, and he tested positive for gunshot powder residue. Despite evidence, Hutchinson claims innocence, saying, "I believe I was framed." His appeals were denied, including a claim of new exonerating evidence. He served 8 years in the Army, including the Gulf War, and was diagnosed with Gulf War illness.
This is Florida's fourth execution this year.
Thanks, John. Friday afternoon, Marlon Riano, 46, takes his mom to run errands, Santa Fe, New Mexico. The two make their last stop at the pharmacy. The line at Walgreens is long, so Marlon leaves mom waiting to pick up prescriptions while he runs across the street to fill gas. 25 minutes later, he still hasn't returned. His mom steps out, thinking he may be waiting in the car, but the car's not at Walgreens or at the gas station. He's not answering his phone either. Law enforcement has no leads on where Marlon may have gone after leaving Walgreens. Marlon Riano, Native American, 5'8", 145 pounds, mustache at the time of the disappearance, last seen wearing a bright blue jacket, gray t-shirt, blue jeans. If you have info on Marlon Riano, please call Santa Fe PD, 505-428-3710. For the latest crime and justice news, go to crimeonline.com and please join us for our daily podcast, Crime Stories. We do our best to find missing people, especially children, and solve unsolved homicides. With this crime alert, I'm Nancy Grace.
You're listening to an iHeart podcast.